Hare Krishna, Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 9, the most confidential knowledge, text number 7 and 8. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Sarva Bhutani Kaunteyam, Prakratim Yanti Mamikam, Kalpakshaye punartanim, Kalpado Vishrajamyaham, Sarvabhutani Kaunteyam, Prakratim Yanti Mamikam, Kalpakshaye punartanim, Kalpado Vishrajamyaham. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Sisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the Founder Acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Jashla Prabhupada. O son of Kunti, at the end of millennium, all material manifestation enter into my nature. And at the beginning of another millennium, by my potency, I create them again. Text number 8. Prakratim swam avastabhyam vishrajami punapunaham bhutagramam imam krishnam avasham prakrte vashan. Prakratim swayam avastabhyam vishrajami punapunaham bhutagramam imam krishnam avasham prakritim vashat. Translation: the whole cosmic order is under me, under my will. It is automatically manifested again and again. Under my will, it is annihilated at the end. Om Ajnanadimirandasya Jnananjana Sadakayam Saksharan Militam Mena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Namavo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedantam Swamin Iti Naminam Namaste Saraswati Devai Gauravani Pracharinim Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashata Deshataranim. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Now we are in chapter 9, the most confidential knowledge, text number 7 and 8. There is a nice story. Once flower sheller and a fish sheller, both they were actually friends. So generally, friends, they invite each other to their home for the dinner or whatever, they will chat and they will enjoy. So this flower seller, he invited this fish seller to his home. So the fisherman also, the fish seller also agreed that, okay, I will come to your home such and such day for the dinner, and I will stay, then I will leave. So this flower seller friend, he decorated his house very, very beautifully, because he is selling a flower, so he is having a lot of flowers. So he decorated the entire room, specifically where he is going to sleep, he decorated with a very, very beautiful flower and with a very wonderful aroma. So this fish seller friend, he came and he took a dinner, then they were actually sleeping. So this flower seller, and he slept very, very peacefully, and he was sleeping nicely. But this fish seller friend, he could not able to sleep in the room, because and this friend, he decorated with so many wonderful flowers, and it's this flower smell is coming very, very nicely. But this fisher seller friend, he could not able to adjust, because when he is asleep, he always with a fish only. He always sell the fish, and while he is sleeping also, he sleep with a fish only. So he always he habituated and living with a fish. But he could not able to sleep entire night. So then somehow or other, my friend, okay, thank you, I wanted to leave from here. Then he immediately went to his place, and then he was deeply breathing. Oh my God. It's like as if he's gone to wrong places and come back to his original nature. So, so he was actually, as soon as he went to the fish market where he's selling fish, and he was actually deeply breathing, as if his breath is come now only. So, from this, the moral of this is that even though flowers, he decorated the room with very wonderful flowers, but this man, he habituated with the fish and he could not able to adjust the higher taste. So similarly, the nature of this world is created such a way, whatever the position we are, we think that our position is a very great. Even though when we see the pig, and the pig is eating a stool and urine, and it is think that there's a pig also very very happy. If you go and ask the pig, the pig will say, I'm very very happy. So similarly, we are also saying that we are very very happy, but actually we are not happy. So that's why the spiritual master, the acharyas, they come and instruct the message of Bhagavad Gita. So when the acharyas come and instruct the message of Bhagavad Gita, we should catch it, we should accept and apply in our life, and we should not say simply like a fish seller friend, oh my friend, even though flower smell, it is very very nice, but this friend could not able to adjust, thinking that fish smell is better than the flower smell. So similarly, we also should not think that what we are living is very very wonderful. When the acharya comes and instruct the message of Bhagavad Gita, and we should adopt, then when we understand the message of Bhagavad Gita, then we will understand that what we lived actually was not correct. This sloka, Krishna 9.7 and 8, Krishna is explaining that he is a creator of this world. Many times we get confused statement. When we ask who is the creator, we get several answers. We get a totally confused answer only, we get it. Who created this world? Here Lord clearly says here, and he created this material world. Sarva bhutani kaunteya prakritim yanti mamikam. Everything is emanating from me. I am the creator of this material world as well as the spiritual. Everything, the creator is the original person, the supreme personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. And he annihilate as well, not by him directly, as we earlier also we have discussed, and he having a several energies, just by the nimitta matram, but just by his will, everything is creating and annihilating. He just empower and appoint a suitable devi and devatas, and just by his will, by his supervision, by his order, order of the Supreme Lord, everything is manifesting in this material world. The Lord incarnate as a Purusha avataras. There are three Purusha avataras are there: Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Sirodakshaya Vishnu. See, these are the three incarnation is there. Purusha avatara is the cause of creation. Lord, the first Purusha incarnation is the Mahavishnu. He lies within the causal ocean and he breathes out. Mahavishnu, he actually lies within the causal ocean and he breathes out an innumerable universe. When he is breathed out, an innumerable universe comes out when he is breathing. Such is the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One may ask how, when somebody is breathing, the universe can come. So that is the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now we are breathing, only mud is coming. When we are breathing, only mud is coming. Because we are inhaling mud and exhaling, it will come. Specifically, when you see many deserted area, actually this air is totally polluted. So we are inhaling along with this air, along with the mud. When we are exhaled, definitely it will come mud only. But when the Supreme Lord in him, when he breathes out, what will happen? The innumerable universe are coming. But again, when the innumerable universe comes and again and the second Purusha avatara is a Garbhodaksha Vishnu. Garbhodaksha Vishnu enter into each universe. Each universe one Garbhodaksha Vishnu enters. From Garbhodaksha Vishnu, from the Nabi, the Lord Brahma comes. Lord Brahma comes, then he does a prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Shri Krishna. Then the Supreme Lord, he empowers Lord Brahma. Tene Brahma Hridayadi Kavaye Mukhyantika Surayaka. Srimad Bhagavatam explains Tene Brahma Hridayadi. And the Supreme Lord, he instructed Lord Brahma and he transferred all the Vedic knowledge into the heart of Lord Brahma. When Lord Brahma got all the Vedic knowledge and empowerment, and he creates all the living entities. He creates all the living entity. Once all the living entities are created and everything is created, then Sirodaksha Vishnu, the third Purusha incarnation, Sirodaksha Vishnu, he enter into everything. Just like if Sirodaksha Vishnu is, if Paramatma is not there in our heart, and we cannot do anything. This Paramatma guides the Atma. Atma actually, you know, make us to move. This once the Atma leaves, once the Paramatma leaves from our body, and then finished. We cannot do anything. We will be in dead position. So as soon as the Sirodaksha Vishnu enter into each and everything, the life manifests. Life manifests everything very nicely. Lord enters everywhere. All the living entity created at the time of creation as per the karma. When the Lord Brahma is creating and he creates all the living entity, he creates a human being, animal, birds, beasts, trees, everything he creates, everything he created at the time of death. There are many people, they say we are come from the monkey. Only monkey kind of people, they say this statement, we come from monkey. Slowly we were actually like a monkey, then gradually we were evolved. So after that, you know, we were passed many lives, then we become the human being. It is not like that way. At the time of the creation itself, the men, animal, trees, everything is created at the same time. It is not that first created the tree, from the tree to animal came, from the animal to this came, from the animal to monkey came, from the monkey to human being came. So these are all not the true statement. From the Vedic literature we can see very very clearly that then the 8,400,000 species of life are there. Everything is created at the same time. All living entities are created. Bhutva praliyate, again annihilated again and again. All the living entity manifest and stay for some time, then it will be annihilated again and again. Lord does not connect, even though Lord creates and annihilate it, and he is actually not at all connected with this material world. Then Krishna says, this world is annihilated at the end of the millennium. End of the millennium means at the end of Lord Brahma's life. Lord Brahma, actually his calculation is very very long. One day of Brahma, the daytime of Brahma is that 1,000 into one kalpa. The day of Brahma is actually one kalpa. One kalpa means 1,000 into four yugas. Four yuga is Kali Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Treta Yuga and Satya Yuga. When you add this four yugas, multiply by 1,000, that is the daytime of Lord Brahma. Kali Yuga lasts for 4,32,000 years, and Dwapara Yuga two times Kali Yuga, and then Treta Yuga will be three times of Kali Yuga, and Satya Yuga will be four times of Kali Yuga. When you add together, then multiply by 1,000, so that is the daytime of Brahma. And then when this daytime, similarly the night time also will be there. If you multiply by 2, then daytime and the night time will be there. Then you have to multiply by 30, that will come 30 days. Then if you come multiply by 12, that will be 1 year of Lord Brahma. Like this way he will live 100 years. This entire calculation, he comes 311 trillion 40 billion years Lord Brahma lives. So when this 311 trillion 40 billion years complete, then Krishna says here, sarva bhutani kuntaya prakritim yanti mamikam kalpakshaye punartane kalpatto vishramjaham. At the end of the millennium, when the Brahma's life is finished, 100 years, 311 trillion 40 billion year finishes, then the Supreme Lord annihilates this material world. Then the next millennium, Brahma comes, then again this material world is created again and again, annihilated again and again. So in this way, the Supreme Lord, just like small child is play with the toys, so similarly the creation of this material world and annihilation are like the toys, the children playing. If you go to a beach, the children, they will be construct a small house, and then they will be playing. Then when they are coming, then they will destroy, and then they will come back. So just like a child, the children is playing very happily, similarly Krishna also is actually creating this material world and annihilating like a child. He is happily doing, even though he is a creator and annihilator, and he is not at all connected to this material world, because he is belongs to the spiritual person, and he is belongs to the Vaikuntha Loka. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das. Jagat Guru Shila Prabhupada ki jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.